you here, we're good, nice. Okay, so I want to begin some Kuf Tzadi Dalet, but first just a general Hakdama today, Shul B'Hakdama. Some of the issues relating to the Siman in general, the beginning, but the Siman in general, that is a question of Psichas HaKever. Kever here doesn't mean grave, but it's a word that refers to the Rechem, to the uterus. It's an unusual choice of words, the way we commonly understand the word Kever, but it means something that contains something, so it's in, you know, there's something inside. That's the idea. It's like a container, you know, which is really what the kever is, if you think about it. So we begin with the psukim, the beginning of Parshas Tazria, to tell us, regarding Yoledes, we read it in a week from Shabbos, Vaydevesh, Perak Yud Beis of Ayikra. It's a short perak, the whole perak is less than 10 psukim. So you have five of them, Vaydevesh, Moshalimor, Dabrel, Bnei Shalimor, Isha Kisa, Yoledes Zohar. So if a woman gives birth to a male child, the Vitoma Shiris Yavam, she becomes Tomei immediately to 7 days after giving birth to the child, no matter what, Kimei Nida is also Tikma, like a Nida becomes Tomei for 7 days. Then Pasuk Gimel, it's an important Pasuk, not important for us, Shmini Yimo Basar Lo, so that's the Mokko for the Mitzvah Bris Mila. I mean, of course, Bris Mila is presented in Parshat Lech Lecha, and Avram Avinu, Parshat Vayera, and he gave birth to Yitzhak and so on, but the psukim here, just to tell us, this is of course after Matan Torah, so this is the makor for Bris Mila, but not our topic. So then, anyway, so but 7 days she's Tmeya, Ushloshim Yom, 33 days, Tesha B'dmei Tahara. She has her, any dam that she experienced. Usually a woman experiences a lot of dam after giving birth. So for 33 days, you have what's called dam Tohar, okay, Tesha B'dmei Tahara. That's if it's a male. So you have 7 days of Tumah, 7 days of Tumah, 33 days of Dam Tohar. Okay, Dam Tohar, we'll talk more about tomorrow. Pasuk Hey, Bim Nikeva Sel, if she has a female child, right, the Tumah Shuai, Kinid also. She's a Tomei for 2 weeks, instead of 7 days, 14 days. And Vishishim Yom Vishesham Teshav Al Dmei Tohar, she has Dam Tohar for 66 days. Everything is double. It's interesting that the word kinida saw. So you know, because the nida is not tamei for 14 days, but what it means is, and that's what Rashi kind of hints at in the commentary of Pasuk Beis, kimei nidas to asa tivma, meaning not the number of days, that's not the issue, but kiseder kol tuma hamor benida. She has the status. It's not a matter of the number of days, because by zohar it happens to be the same number of days, 7. But by Nikeva, it also uses the same term, Vitamo Shuaim Kinido Sa, well, Nida is not Tamei 14 days. So Rashi explains, it means, Keseder Kol Tuma Hamur Benido. She's Mitame Bitumas Leida, Vafilu Niftach HaKever Below Dam. Even if the uterus opens up and there's no Dam, that's something that we refer to that once earlier in the year, Lady Abeshta. Remember, I think that's an expression. It's not biologically, I don't want to say it's impossible, but it doesn't happen. Okay, usually there's a tremendous amount of blood when a baby is born. Anyway, that's the Rashi. The Taras Khan and the Sifra there, the beginning of Parash Aleph knows, hey, source 3, Isha Kizer Yodron, Matam Loma, Fishanema, Vitama, Shivisim, Kibioma, Shmini Yimo. So I might have thought, Shomei Anibi Otechai, maybe it's only if it's a live birth. Maybe this whole din applies only if you give birth to a live child, because the very next passage talks about Bris Mila, which obviously is done on a live child. Okay, Shehuma Tamas Imo Tumas Leda. What if the child, you know, stillborn, God forbid, child comes out dead, it's also this Tumas Leda. So the Gemara, the Sifar goes on, it concludes, Talmud Lomar Zochel Rabbis Hameis, even if the child, God forbid, is born dead, a stillborn child, nonetheless, the same din apply. Okay, and that's what it says by us here in the Shulchan Aruch, from the beginning of Simkuf Tzadi Dalet, Sifar Aleph, so it's for you, led this, Afilu Lo Ra'as Adam, even if there was no blood whatsoever, like I said, almost impossible from a medical perspective. I feel low Ra'as Adam. Tameya Kinida. She's Tamei like a Nida. Same Dina. Bein Yolda Chai. Bein Yolda Meis. When she gave birth to a live child. She gave birth to a deceased child that's stillborn. Vafilu Nefel. Even if it was a Nefel, meaning she miscarried. It was a miscarriage earlier. Which we'll get back to. It's really quite a number of the Sifim, if you saw, deal with that issue if she gives birth to a to a child, the miscarriage. Now, the truth of the matter is, most of these dinim in this siman, Again, our practice, first of all, medically, there's usually a tremendous amount of blood that comes out. And the question is, which is not necessarily the case if she miscarried, depending upon how early. So these dinim are more relevant, actually, you know, as we go through the sim, we'll see. These dinim are more relevant for miscarriage, really, than for a regular normal birth, the way we observe today. But I'd like to begin a little bit by looking at this issue. What is this? We refer to Dam Tohar, right? Dam Tohar, which we'll talk more about, B'ez Hashem, tomorrow. But there's also what's called Dam Koshi. Okay, Dam Koshi. So we'll define what that means. Okay, momentarily. But first, just in terms of understanding the opening of the uterus. Okay, the Mishnah says in Nida Chaf Aleph Malav, source 5. Hamapeles Chaticha. Chaticha means like some sort of tissue comes out. It's a mass. It's solid. But it's four, has no form, so no human form, no form to it. Right? That's a chaticha. Im yesh imodam temeya. If when she gives birth, she has this miscarriage, this some sort of a formless tissue comes out. So then, if the dam accompanies it, then temeya. And as Rashi says in source 6, this is nida chafal manal pelas chaticha yesh imodam temeya mishumida. Okay, bimlaav torah. But if there's no dam, okay, then she's tahora. And the Rashi there says, "We lav tahora, the lav ledahu." That's not called a leda. There's no tumas leda. Okay, the leda have you, because if it were a leda, below dam nami tmeya, the chesiv commanded us to osatima. So a leda, we said that a woman has there's a such a thing called dam leda, okay, which is in effect, or that's tumas leda, which is in effect even if there was no dam. There's tumas leda even if there was no dam, right? That's what we saw. That's how the Gemara explains the pasuk. Okay, Rashi said at the end of source 2. Rashi said, "Afilu niftach akev melo dam." Okay, even if there was no dam. So this, but that's talking about a leder. But this mapelas chaticha the Mishnah is talking about, so it's not a leder. Okay, the leder melo dam namichad. The Pesukim is not supposed to take one. And a Yehuda Omer in the Mishnah ben kach or ben kach tmeya either way, whether there was dam accompanied or not, she's tmeya either way. Okay. So again, we have what's called there's tumas leda, tumas yoledes, okay, which the Mishnah here says according to the Chachamim applies whether there was dam accompanied only if there was dam accompanied, but if not, then she's tohor because I should go back. Tumas leda applies no matter what, but marpelas chaticha is not called tumas leda, is not called a leda, okay, it's some sort of a discharge from the body, but it's not a leda, so therefore. Says the Tanakama, says the Chachamim, that's only it's only tamei if it's accompanied by dam. If it happened to be no dam, then she's tamei. Yehuda said it doesn't make a difference. What is the machlokas revolve around? Rashi said in 6 of the first three Gemaras. The Gemara concludes on the bottom of Chof Aleph Mun Aleph. Ella Amar of Nachman Bar Yitzchak 7. Be'efshar l'psichas hakever below dam kemiflagi. This machlokas, the Chachamim of Yehuda in the Mishnah. Is revolves around the question: is there possible? Can we? Is it halachically possible to talk about the psichas hakever, Rashi's harechem, right? The womb can that open up without there being dam? Okay, without there being dam, psichas hakever below dam. Okay, and Rashi explains a very important Rashi in 8 below dam leda hilcha lirabbanon. Okay, according to the rabbanon, that's the first opinion mission. Kileka dam tahora. Okay, if there's no dam. Then she's Torah. Mafila chaticha shel arba mine damim. Even if the chaticha had the appearance of one of the types of the colors that we learned about earlier in the year, and even if this chaticha, the color matched the whatever the dam color is, the crocus, whatever the different things we had, right? Even if this chaticha has that very color of dam, it doesn't matter, says Rashi, because the chaticha lav dam huel abasar. Okay, this is flesh. This is tissue. This is not dam. V'lo Omar dam acher ika vanan hu delo chazinan. Says the Rashi, explains the Shita Chum. We don't say. Well, there must have been some blood that came out with it. We just didn't see it. The Kosavi Rabbanon efsher lepsichas hakever below dam. The Chachamim say that it's possible that the womb opened up and this whatever this is came out. It's efsher lepsichas hakever below dam. Therefore, according to the Chachamim, if there was taka no dam, we don't have to assume that there must have been dam that we didn't see. There was no dam, so and this is not a leda. So it's nothing, it's a zero. Okay, that's the shita of the Chachamim. And that's why, if you look back in the Mishnah, the Chachamim say In source five, that's a chacham. It depends what they have to. There has to be dam there, and it's not automatic that there's dam. So therefore, if you don't see any dam, and since this is not a leida, okay. Again, if it would have been a leida, so then the presence of dam doesn't matter. That's what we saw earlier. But this is not a leida. So now it depends if it's dam or not. And Rabbi Yehuda, no matter what color, afila yiroka, levana, tmeha, we don't care what came out with it. Okay, what other colors, ordinarily Tahar colors, came out. Devadai dam acher hava. There must have been other dam. Banan hu delo chazir. We just didn't see it. Because he holds, Eif shalom sikhas akar below dam. He says, it's not possible. It's not possible that the womb opened up and no blood came out. Okay? So, this is all background. But that's, and we'll get this, and we kind of had, we talked very beginning of the year about our gosha without dam and so on. We have touched upon some of these. But that's the sugya over here. Okay, the Gemara continues. Go back to 7. So again, let's read again. Ela Amar Rav Nachman, the bottom of Chof Aleph Mor Aleph Amida. Ela Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak. Be'ef Shalom says, "Give a little dam kind of flugi." And also, be Pluto the Hani Tanoi the Tanya. Kishta. Okay, now Kishta means she went to labor. Her pains, her labor pains. Okay. Kishta Shnayim. Okay, she had the Kishta Shnayim, and it was, she bled. You know. There is some bleeding that ordinarily precedes the birth. Okay, that's called dam koshi. Koshi, again, from makasha leila, it means the one who goes into labor. Labor, blood associated with labor. So kishta shnayim. So she had bleeding for 2 days, but it was some kishta from the labor pangs. Okay, ulishlisha, the third day, he pila. She discharged this, this form. Or, but Eliodas Mahipila, but we're not sure. She's not sure what it was that came out. It definitely wasn't a live birth. But what was it? Okay. So Hari. So let's look at the Rashi. In a Kishta Shnayim, we're talking about Besoch Yud Aleph Yom Shebenila Nidavaros and Dam Machmas Koshi. She saw what's called Dam Koshi. It's in a time when it wasn't her Nida time. It was her Ziva time. It was the 11 days, right? So maybe, again, it's a rare case, but somehow she was a Nida a week and a half ago, and the 7 days were up. So now it was in the 11 days. So within those 11 days of Yemei Ziva, right? Within those 11 days, she had 2 days of bleeding on account of Dam Koshi, right? Rosa Dam Machmas Koshi for 2 days. That's what she explains, right? Again, Besoch, Dinamasu Kishta Shlaim, at the bottom of Chafal Banal. Kishta Shnayim Besoch Yud Aleph Yom Shebeinila Nida. V'rosa Dam Machmas Koshi. She saw blood because of the uterus discharged blood in preparation for delivering whatever was going to be delivered. Okay, that's called Dam Koshi. Ulashlishi Hipila Be'eno Yodas Imrosa Dam Bosalei Delav. She doesn't know, was it Dam, was it not Dam, and so on. And also Be'eno Yodas Im Nefalu. Was it a natal, actual fetus, human or not? She doesn't know what it was. Discharged and lost. So, on the top of Amud Beis, second part of 7, the Gemara says, Harezu Sufik Leda Sufik Ziva. We don't know if this, whatever happened on the third day, was a Leda, or was it a third day of bleeding, which would make her a Zava Gdola, right? Because she had, conceivably, okay, it's a third consecutive day of Dam. So what does she do? Mevia carbon ve'enonecho. Rashi's going to spell it out. Mevia carbon ve'enonecho. Rabbi Shua says no. Mevia carbon ve'necho. Why is she yevshul psichzak kerbelo dam? Because it definitely was dam. That's the conclusion of the Gemara there. Yevshul psichzak kerbelo dam. Let's look in Rashi 9 chaf alpha beis. Harezu sofek leidav sofek ziva. Sofek im ziva he v'chayeves becarbon ziva. But now she requires the carbon of a zava because it was the third day in the Yud Aleph Yom. She was in the Yemei Ziva. And she had blood for 3 days. So that's one suffix. We don't know what this third day was exactly. Whatever came out of her body, it's unclear what it was. So suffix that it's a ziva. Suffix in leda he, or no, maybe this is called a leda. B'chayav is per carbon leda. Or a third possibility, suffix ain't a low leda, below ziva. Okay? Ain't a lot of carbon. But she discharged something with it's neither Leda nor Ziva. Ketzad, I should explain. Im Yolda B'Shlishi Vlad Gomor, if it turns out that what she discharged on his third day is considered a Vlad, regular human Vlad, okay, then Hare Kan Leda below Ziva. That's not Ziva, then it's a Leda. Vafilu Rosa Dami Leda Salahashlin Gimel Rios, even though now she saw Dom for a third day, no problem. The Koshi, we'll talk about that tomorrow, but look at the top line next page. The Koshi, Samal Haleda, Rachmana Tiara. Dom Koshi, Samal Haleda, is not counted as Dom for the purpose of Zava. Okay, so therefore the first 2 days are not, it's called Dom Koshi. And Koshi, Samal Rachmana Tiara, the Torah says, okay, Lekam Perezman Roskusim. Because it says, Ki zov, zov, doma, doma, machmas, atzma, doma, machmas, vlad. It becomes clear that since she had a leida, since she had what qualifies as a leida on day three, it's clear that those 2 days before was not ziva blood, but rather related to the leida. And that's called dam kosh, and the Torah allows it. Okay, we'll talk about that tomorrow. But you understand? So if it was takev vlad, so we see retroactively that those previous 2 days were not the zov, blood, but rather Zav associated with, rather Dam associated with the Leda. It's called Dam Koshi, and the Torah is Metaret, and what does she have to do now? She would have to bring whatever carbon is necessary for your lettuce. Okay, however, Vim Lohi of Vlad, but if this charge was not a Vlad, V'ros Dam Im Ledasa, then Hare Kan Ziva Gemur, then she's a regular Zav. The Hashta Lav Koshi Samach Ledo, they ain't Kan Leda. You can't disregard the first 2 days because that kula, so to speak, of disregarding the first 2 days is only when the result, in the long run, is a leda. But here there was no leda, so then it's regular ziva blood. Okay, and the third possibility, yeah, you follow? The third possibility, lo haya, I'm sorry, lo haya vlad, lo rasa dam, if there was no vlad and there was no dam, then ain't kan lo leda below ziva. The Shnei Yomehu the Chazoy, actually, that 2 days, not as Ovigdol after the 2 days. Hilchach Mevia Carbon Echad Lechol Bekodshin. She brings one carbon, Shemayo Ledas Ozovah. By the way, it's the same carbon. A Zova brings a Chatos, Olas Hof and a Chatos Hof. So does Yoledas. As long as a Zova, and so does a Yoledas. Okay, except wealthy Yoledas brings a Kevis. For the Ola, but in any event, we'll learn now simply the same carbon, right? However, the Eino Nechol Chatos Of Shalom, the Shema Eino Lodz Velo Zava, because of the third possibility, you can't eat, you have to bring the carbon, because maybe she was a late Zava, maybe, and the Mepharshim explains, she has to say, if I'm a Zava, then it should count as carbon Zava, if I'm a Leolet, it should count as carbon Leolet, it's fine, it's a technicality, but you can't eat it because maybe it wasn't necessary at all, right? You know, it's not really a kosher. You can't eat it. That's eno necho chazov shlo. The shema eno leled lozova. Why? Because all this is predicated on the efshel psichas hakever below dam. It's all predicated that there was no dam on that third day. And if there was dam, so one of shach, either she's a zava, which wasn't a leda, so she's a zava, or was a leda, she now has been a carbon leda. So if there was no dam on the third day. So then it's a possibility that it was neither, and he, what do we know that? Apparently, Efshal, Psichas HaKev, lo dam. Uvashlish is lo chazoi, okay? And Vlad Nami lo habim. And therefore, high carbon, Malika is chul, and here the veilin. Okay? You know, Malika is how you shecht an oath, you know, with the sharpened fingernail. We just had in yesterday's lane, right? So Malika is how you shecht an oath, but that type of shechita works only for kachim, not for chul. So here they can't eat in case this wasn't really carbon. Okay, understand the three possibilities? Good. That's all in the shita of whom? Go back to the Gemara. That's all in the shita of the Tanya, right? Tanakama. But Rabbi Shua Omer may be carbon v'nechal. Rabbi Shua, you got to bring a carbon and eat it. Why? Because he holds Yevshom Sikhas and Kevin Lodan. It's not possible. The third possibility is not there. Right? Next Rashi. She saw Dam the third, it's impossible not to. So it's the same machlokas, okay? Same machlokas by us, and that's the question of if Efshar looks a carrier below Dam or not, okay? And again, it's important. Can there be some kind of discharge, some type of a, you know, Vlad and so on without there being Dam? That's the machlokas, we see here is the machlokas. Tosus on the next afani, the Chav Beis Mevarich, points out of the Shalom Seir too. The Rosh mentioned, okay, Lithlok Nami Rabbi Yehuda Bahar, okay, Asar. Why did Rabbi Yehuda? The Gemara there is discussing Rabbi Yehuda could have argued again. Rabbi Yehuda is the speaker in our Mishnah. who says ben kach or ben kach tmei, because he holds ef shor psichas a kevel odav. Yet there are cases where he doesn't seem to hold like that. He's mekel. So the Tosfos explains what we need to know is asaro klipa lo part liver yehuda the mu'atim inu lo shayek psichas a kevel. There is a shear, some sort of shear, for which when do we apply the rule? There's a minimum size of what comes out for us to be able to say ef shor psichas a kevel odav. Okay, there's a shear for it to be called psichas hagever, psichas hagever. So what came out was a sar, a klipa, you know, the size of a hair, or shall we call it klipa like a peel. That even a Yehuda could say could come out without there being psichas hagever. You follow? But I'm just pointing out that there is a shear for psichas hagever. But we don't say that it can't open at all without there being dab. It's a very slight. You know, so something that's like a sara or klipa, something like that, that you could have without, that wouldn't be called psichas hakever. Rabbi Yehuda says, ain psichas hakever below dam. But psichas hakever doesn't mean absolutely anything that discharges, something so thin or so minuscule that comes out, so that's not called psichas hakever according to Rabbi Yehuda. Okay? All right, so how do we paskin? Yeah, you know, it's a machokas chacham Rabbi Yehuda here. So offhand, we would say, she paskin chachamim, right? The Tanakama in the Mishnah. Right, number five, we should say that you have to have dam. And the way Rashi explained it, they seem to say, Efshur, psichas hakever dam. All right? So that's what we'd say from here, but there are other couple of relevant Gemaras. The Gemara later on Samach Vav Amud Aleph, here in Ida, 11, okay? Adbre Rava, the Rav Shmuel. Let's not go for a walk. Adbre is like he showed him the way, okay? Adre Rabbah Rav Shmuel B'Darash Kishto Shnei Yomim Ulashlisha Hipila. That case. She had Dam Koshi for 2 days, and the third day she had this miscarriage. So Teishav Shivinakim. Okay, Teishav Shivinakim. She has to wait 7 days like a zava. She has a regular dinner with zava. Shivinakim. Why? Kosavar, number one, ain kishul in the fallen. Like we said, there's no kula of Dam Koshi. If it doesn't result in an actual later, it has to be actually a live birth, okay? So it's simply ziva blood, ain kishu in a fallen, okay? Stillborn or miscarriage, that kula of dam koshi that we disregard, what came before, what's coming out of the count of labor, we disregard, it doesn't apply to NAFO. And number two, more important for us in a moment, the EF shalap says, kevel dam. There must have been dam because efshel psichas hakever. So it sounds like Rava is paskin over here that efshel psichas hakever lo dam. Okay, Rashi just explains kishta shtayim means rasa meizol. It was in the meiziva like we discussed before. That's the Gemara here in Nida from which we seem to say, so it seems to indicate we paskin Yehuda. Good. However, there's a Gemara krisus on the Yom Alav and it's the same speaker. Omar Rashi Rava mitaret, so same Rava as in Nida Salva Yom Alav. Mao the same but Yefshel Psichas Hakever Odam, Kamash on the Efshel Psichas Hakever Odam. Rava said, we see from there, no, Efshel, it is Efshel. And there also Rashi says, you don't allow Kever, is Rech. So, as a side, yeah, so now that seems to be a contradiction. Because in the Samachvav, Rava says, Efshel, we paskin, Efshel Psichas Hakever Odam. And there in Krisus, he says, Kamashma, the Efshel Psichas Hakever Odam. So which is it? So before we get to that, just as a side point, okay, Tosus there in Krisus on Yudam and Aleph is printed in a smaller print on the bottom of the page. It says here, I don't think it's Tosus Yeshom, I think it's regular Tosus, but whatever it is, it's Tosus on the page here in Krisus Yudam and Aleph at the bottom of the page. It says 15. He says as a side point, but it's interesting, Kasha, Diva Masa, Efshel Psichas Hakever Odam, Tema. In Kay, Lamai Itzrich Lamichtav Gabi Zohar Vitama Shivis Yamim. Why does the Torah have to bother telling us that a Zohar, if a woman gives birth to a Zohar, she's Tommy 7 days? Even without that Pasuk, she'd be Tommy 7 days. Why? Because the Efshel Psichas Hakever Odam. The Chiddush, okay, for the Kayvite, the same way you tell me 14 days. That's news. But for a male, why do you have to tell me 7 days? She's Tommy anyways, right? Tema im kein lemai itzich lemichtav gabi zocha over tama shivis yomim. In the same question, right? So Tosus asks, what do you need it for? what do you tell me? She's tama anyway for 7 days, right? If we paskin efshel because she's a kevel odam, So then of course she's Tomei 7 days, right? So Tosfos says, Omer Rebbe, Dilav Kro, Haminatit Mashuayim. No, the Pasuk is telling us it's only 7 days. You're right, you wouldn't need to tell us, you wouldn't need to tell us 7 days, you need to tell me only 7 days, because I would have thought, Kavach, it's Shuayim, right? Kavach Homer in a Keva, the Taras of Maruba. I would have thought maybe we have a Kavach Homer from in a Keva that's Tomei for 14 days, so she gives birth to a male, maybe also 14 days. Right? Why? Because she has more Yemei Tovah, right? The Taras of Maruba, Afil Hachi Shuayim, Kol Shechein Zohar Shavuot. Okay? See, here Tosfos starts. It says like that in the Taras Khan. I couldn't find it. I didn't do a big search, but it says like that in the Medrash. Yeah, Medrash Halacha. But anyway, you hear Tosfos Teretz. He's saying, Enochanami, you wouldn't have to tell me, go from 0 to 7, you don't have to tell me that, because I know. Of course, she's told me 7, EF Shalom Pesinus Akeva Bilodan. But I might have thought, but maybe once you tell me that by the cave it's 14 days, I might have thought, because it was also 14 days, Kamash on the Pasuk. Okay, that's a side point. But how do we pass on the issue of Efshor or EFshor of Psichas HaKeber below Dam? So the Rabban in his Hilchos Nida Paragimel Osvav, right? Hamshachas Chaticha Bein Aduma Bein Levano Yeroka. No matter what the color is, doesn't matter if it matches the colors of Dam or not. Af Al Pi She'ein Imo Dam Tameya. Even if no Dam Tameya, because we pass on EFshor of Psichas HaKeber below Dam. So even though, you know, perhaps the Tanakama, I might have thought we passed it to Chum against Behuda, Yochim Rabin, but nonetheless, presumably because the Gemara later on, Anita, quote him in 11, Rava later on, Basroi, he said, EF Shal Psichas HaKev Velo Dam, the Ramban says that's how we pass it. Okay, EF Shal Psichas HaKev Velo Dam, Upam Shem Tam Shul Letters, Bnei HaTicha, that's a different issue. Okay, we'll get back to that. That's later in the Siman. We hear the Ramban, that's in the Chasnida, Paragimel as well. We pass in EF Shal Psichas HaKev Velo Dam. The Rosh also, the Rosh in the earlier part of me, the Chav Aleph, right? Paragimel Siman Aleph, 17. Hamapelas HaTicha, Bnei Shem Adam Tmei Malav Torah, Rabbi Yudah Omer, Bein Kach HaBein Kach Tmeya, the Vishul HaTicha, Atzma Ena Tmeya, Fila Vim Arba Maros Damim. Okay, even if the chaticha matches one of the four kudos, it doesn't matter, right? El b'ha pligi, Rabbanon savri efshel p'sichas hakev el odam, v'ilu savri efshel p'sichas hakev el odam, and he writes, before the third line, v'halocha k'rabi Yehuda, the Rosh Pasen halocha k'rabi Yehuda. K'damrinin refers to the next Gemara Shodron, Samavav, k'abi adbrei rabbel of Shmuel. Okay? Shmuel marve darash, kishtish ne'yamu shish, etc., etc. K'savri ein kosh nefel, v'yefshel p'sichas hakev el odam. Okay, so the Rosh also paskins like Yehuda. Why? Even though Yehuda's a Das Yochid. But you see that Rava held that way in the later Gemara in Samachbub. So therefore, that's a simon that we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Shalom Rabbi Yehuda. Then he asked the same kasha like Tosfos. He answered, behod the Kama Shas Bekrisos, the Rava, by, again, he spells out what the case is, the Mechusa Kippurim. Anyway, he says, Efshalach Sikhs HaKemer Rodam. So he answers, Aliba Dahu Brysa, you know, he deals with the steer in Rava. We didn't deal with that yet, right? We point out the steer and rubber. Rubber in Nida Samavav, Taka says, EF Shalom Psyche Sakev Elodam. And based on that, the Ramban and the Rosh both pass, that's how we hold, like a Behuda against the Talakama. But wait a minute, there's a more Krisus where the same rubber said otherwise. So the Rosh answered, no, Alibadu Bryson with Tarat Sophie. Abel Hilchasa, the EF Shalom Psyche Sakev Elodam. Says the Rosh, no, there Rav was just answering a little bit of that sheet there, just explaining the Brisa. But Allah Lamaisa, he holds like he said in Nida Samavav, and so it's 11, Adbre Rav of Shmuel. Okay? So that's what they hold, EFshor, we paskin, EFshor, Lepsichas Akev, Velo Dam. Okay? Not everybody agrees with that. The Shultas, in Parshas Tazri, the Shulta Pehei, says it really depends. It splits the Psach. Kamash Ramon. The hecha mean an EF shell because he's a kevelo dam. Hecha the gomar tzuros et devlad. That's when it's a fully developed fetus. Right? Gomar tzuros et devlad. The miftah tzvei. Miftah means it's, you know, it's whatever, it's more to it, more substance, puffed up, so on. So I say, okay? Aval has to be opened up more. Aval hocha came the lo gomar tzuros et devlad, lo miftah. Tvei, it doesn't open enough, right? Because the vlad's not big enough. The efshar lepsichas hakev velo dam b'chein hilchosot. The shultas seems to paskin. Again, the shultas in the Tazvir Shulta Pehei, it's at the end, this quote. 18. He says you can have psichus hakir below dam, depending on the size. Now we already saw that Tosus, okay, at Chof Beis on Beis back in source 10, some of the Saro Klipa. Even Tosus says even Yehuda admitted that's not called psichus hakir. The Shultas, you know, goes, it's not even that small. It can be bigger as long as lo gomar tsurase devlat. So the Shultas kind of splits. He says sometimes it is efshel of psichus hakir below dam. Not like our bottom of the Rosh, who just said blanket rule. We pass it like a Yehuda, that's it. EF showed up, sits a cover below down. The Rambam is on the other side. Okay. The Rambam in Perek Hey Aloch Yud Gimel. Hamapeles Chaticha Afa Pishadua in Yesh Imodam Temea Mimla of Tahora. Rambam says, depends whether it was Dam or not. In other words, he paskins Efshur, the Psychus Aker below down, there's such a thing as Imla. That's the Rambam writes, Perek Eloch Gimel. Ba'filu nikra chatiha, but if it's Malay Adam, or he's a Torah, ein da damida adam chatiha, fine. The Ravid are there, the Asogas Ravid disagrees. The Ravid says, Kosov Ravid, I'm a Ram, ha de lo kil kisa, this is not the Aloha. To asikna de efshal psira skemel adam pligi, the Gemara concluded that the machlokas between the Chacham and Yehuda revolved around efshal psira skemel adam, Rabbanan Sabri, e efshal psira skemel adam. And that seems to be a mistake, because Rabbanan the Adonto said that. Okay, unless he means at the end, the Chacham of the whole, the Psak, is EF Shalom says, that's where the Yehuda sheet is. I'm not sure what he meant by Rabbanan. Huh?
That was a Yehuda, right?
You came across that, you saw that. You know,
yeah,
that.
Yes,
it must mean a Yehuda, or it means Rabbanan in the end. So I don't know if there's other gears, I don't know, check it out. But in any event, bottom line is the Ravid Paskin, EF Shalom says, a Kevin Odom. I assume that's what it means. Okay? In any case, that's how the Shulchan Aruch paskins. Not by us, we did this earlier in the year. It's from Kuf Pei Ches, of Gimel. Aba depends on the size of the Chaticha that came out. Aba Chaticha Gedola Tmeya Afilo Rosh Adam, Afilo Rosh Akum. Lefisha E. Efsher, Lepsichas HaKer Ben Odam, Afilo B'Nefel Shalom Nigmurat Zerasa. I think the Mechaber put that in, Lafuke the Sheet of the Shultas. Okay, so we paskin like the Ramban, like the Rosh, like more Robrish, really, not like the Rambam. I think the Riff agrees with the Rambam, but he says, EF Shalom Psichas HaKever below them. So that's how we paskin on that Shiloh. Now the question is, I don't think we dealt with it much back then, but the question is, this again is Nogel HaLocha, how far do we take that? Meaning, and this is, sometimes doctors do, again, it's all Begir HaGdoma to be certain. A doctor does an internal examination, right? And he has to put some sort of instrument up there, right? We talked that a little bit, we talked about the Shoferis, if you remember. But this thing called the speculum and other things like that, I think that in the by forced English, Hilfesnieder, the green, you know, Toma. So I think in the back, yes, the charts of different things. So one of the charts of different types of internal examinations, whether that renders or a need or not. Because sometimes something's inserted way up, so that's called psichus hakever, or maybe not. Right? So that's the question. So the Nobi who deals with this in a tshuva in Madura Tinyana, in other words, can you have an outside, can psichus hakever be caused by an outside impetus? Is really the question. And some outside, usually psichus hakever is a natural, you know, the uterus opens up, right? It's a natural, it's a biological activity. And not necessarily even a, you know, unconscious, what's the word, you know, involuntary, right? As opposed to voluntary, right? Like blinking, whatever, involuntary, right? But the question is, what if you have psichus hakever was open from the outside? So the Nodu Behuda, Madura Tinyana Yordesim Kufchav, 21, right? So he holds Shabasha Omru Efshel Psia Kemal Odam, Ein Chiluk Bein Grama Psicho Mibifnim, U Bein Grama Psicho Machutz, Sharofe Hipness Etzbo, or is a Kli, U Posach Piamokor. The Yehuda says it doesn't matter. Psichas HaKever is Psichas HaKever, but it was generated by something internal in terms of the woman's own physical activity, or biological activity, or as a doctor from the outside, doesn't matter. And he also writes, Gamein Chilik Bein Ibiyaldo, Zakenam, Sakas Vidamim, Omuberis, Omenika, Tomid Ein Psiakas Akar Belodam. So the Huda Paskin here that it doesn't matter, and that even any type of opening. Now again, we already saw toast the sub shear. We'll discuss it momentarily. You finish Rama Kama, you got to go through this. Right? So our Moshe, whatever what the amount is. Okay, but that's the Levi Huda, clear? So in the there are Ha'aras in the Levi Huda printed in the Bible on the computer. It's Ha'ar number 4 in this arrangement. And the Huda to how it goes from base based under Baruch Frankel. Baruch Frankel Tolman. Okay, Imre Baruch. Before my son, Imre Baruch. Okay, he wrote Imre Baruch. Okay, so you have our goes, some Shoharim printed in the back, it is our goes in the Shoharim. So some edition of the Huda is on the page, whatever they printed it in the Bible, so we'll look at it. So the our goes, so Baruch Frankel Tolman, Nira Be'ena Yehuya Tfilah Moshe. I want to start a sentence safer. She calls him Zelos and she E F Shalom Pesisa Kibbal Adam. He wrote this other Rav quotes. Haynu iniftach mi bifnim al mechutz ayde adam lo. So he disagrees with the Huda. Father Rav disagrees with the Huda. He says no. It's only E F Shalom Pesisa Adam Pesisa Kibbal Adam is when the Pesisa Kibbal comes part of a natural thing, open so to speak from the inside out. Not when it's pried open. By an instrument or by something that the doctor inserts, and this has tremendous nafkaminas halacha. Again, with regards to internal examinations that a doctor or a GYN does for a woman, right, makes a difference. According to this shita, again, because you understand why it's a gila maisa, because a woman has some examination might become a nida. So according to the Yehuda, she will become a nida if it's an internal examination, because. And according to this Rav, not because it's an artificial or it's an outside goring. Anyway, he brings a raya. Avada nira dishtamitzel mechaber divi arama perish hamishnayis reish parak hamapelas. That's the third parak of Nida, where we had it before in Chafala. Shekosu bezeh aloshim. Shemuah printed in 23. We agree in here. The Rama's perish hamishnah Nida paragimel mishnah aleph. Shemuah omer sheef shalom pesach v'adam. That's his language. For the time something comes out of the rechem, then efshar we believe sheyetzei dam. Okay, with that comes dam. Okay, but maybe dam later. But tam poshim shemiratu akolach lirchos divrei amratzum mem beis. It doesn't mean the shabur made the matzik bracha. Some hold shesomer shemirechem yesh tamid dam. Some seem to understand that there's always blood sort of sitting there in the rechem, and therefore the blood comes out as soon as you open it, even externally. But the lochain is not true. The lobashas vessel somehow the orkin beginim stuma ain't shum dam berechem. Everything we discussed in the first day. Remember, there's not that dam is sitting there. Dam develops because the discharge of the egg and so on. But it's not dam sitting there. Al kain im nifta harechem de adam ain hechra sheyetzei dam. It's not automatic that just because a person opens up, a doctor will open it up. It's not necessarily going to be dam to come out. Anytime dam doesn't come out, meaning even if you hold ain psichas hakever adam, that means psichas hakever. Inside, it's not that this dam sitting there waiting for somebody to open this thing to release it. There's no dam there. Masha'enu can't give me spoil. Harechem hotzi dover. Okay, you tinker with the rechem to get something to come out. No, he said, then that's not. That's different. So it's not actually machlokas. I printed the parish of Mishnah. Most of the Achronim assume, the emphasis in the Rambam is on the first line, if you look at 23, in that parish of Mishnah, Paragimel Mishnah Aleph. Right? That's the way the Rambam is explaining to Yehuda that something came out of the rechem. So EF shall yotze imo dam. Okay, some dam is going to come out too. But when is that? That's if something's coming out, not if you stick something in and pry it open. You follow? So that's what this Gemara Franklin quotes, and that's what that's against this note of Yehuda. That's the way he learns it. But okay, not everybody agrees that way. Okay. And many assume like the Rabbi Yehuda, Chosu Chayanim disagrees. It looks like the Beit Yosef, who was of course before, the Rabbi Yehuda holds that way as well on the following sugya. We had this already many times, right? It says in Parashat Metzorah, Parak Tes Vav Pasuk Tes, Be'isha Kusiz Yeh Zova Dom Yeh Zova Bivsara. Remember that? We saw it numerous times. Bivsara. Shivas Yom Tiyem Nidasa, etc. So the Gemara on Chaf Alamon Beis, Boy Menere B'yemer B'zeir, 25. Haroa Dom B'shfoferes Mahu. Biv Sora Amar Achman Velob Shoshar. That we had. Remember that? We had to put a tube. Again, it came out through a tube. We discussed this. No one. So, right, way back. Okay? So there was Amar Velob Shoshar. We say Biv Sora Amar Achman Velob Shoshar. It has to touch her flesh and not that it came out through a tube. Odilma, high Biv Sora is needed for something else. We boil it. Shemitama Bivthim Kivachutz. Remember that? That she's already been Tama and the Dama is in the canal before it came out. So Amar Lay, Biv Sora Achman Velob Shoshar. The Ibi Sarba Bala Shimatama Vimichutz, you can't name a crop with Bosar. Bibi Sarah Shmam and Atarti. Fine. You learn two things, right? What is Shofaris? Rashi says in 26, with Shofaris, Hichnisa Kone Chol, Bosamako, Vinimsa Bizoko Dan. You put a hollowed out thing, a hollowed out straw, or reed of some sort, like a tube. Okay? So Bib Sarah. It says Dam Yeb Zova Bib Sora Sheyetze Derech Kosev Beis Harechem Ve'ein Mafsik. Is that what it means? That it's got to come out through the walls of the vaginal canal and so without any interpolation, any chatzit, any hafsik in the way. The high korban in the pasuk of Manida. Or does that teach us something else? In Tamar Tzim Kosev Boots. Ve'achas Sheyetze Manamok La Prozdor Ve'Amidur Kosev Miyad in the Tamar Mashenikem Zova Valkeri. We discussed that again. The Zova Valkeri don't tell me until actually comes out. With an Eidah. Different. Anyway, we learned both things. So based on this, the Beis Yosef, back in Tzimkuf Peches, says, 27, Beis Yosef says, V'davka chatichas k'tanas dumi l'shoferes. Your tar, davka, what came out were small tissue, small piece of flesh. Ava chaticha gadola t'meya afilu lo ro'as akum, she'eyef sher l'psichas akere b'lo dam. Okay, he's passing also in this place. Big pieces came out. Again, he's talking about a minimum size. Like that Tosus, he says if a small piece came out, so then we can talk about being tar, but chatich edola, tmeya, afila rosa klum, she yefsha, says kevin odam. And now he goes to the sugi, Bereish perak, ha-mapeles, tenan, ha-mapeles chatich, and yeshua dal tmeya, and after, b'yudo, 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 b'yudo. The piece itself doesn't make her tummy. I feel it may arba baros damim, even if it's the same color. And behold, the plea. Here's my chokas. Rabbanan sabri ef shalap psichas akevel odam. Yudah sabri ef shalap psichas akevel odam. Upasak harosh. We saw the rosh. The halacha kabihuda. Okay. Bekasha sharei huzal kosa divshita bayan deroa dam mishofar is Torah. The rosh himself, says that roa dam mishofar is Torah. Umash mi na vidvar. The sabrach karabbanan. The sabri the ain darker shul ishali was dam bechaticha. Well, if he masha posik bihud dam yef shal psichas akeva odam, ro bishofar is bechaticha my mitar. Hari niftach akeva yodam. How can he pass kibbutz? Here is taina. You saw right. You said it makes sense as taina. The yef shal odam ulecha chilek rabbeinu bechaticha k'tan lagdolo. The tana ain ba psichas akeva. Shenomar sheyef shal odam. If it's a very small thing, then it's not called psichas akeva that will say, oh, it must have been the dam accompanied it. But tell you the hard dam in the rabbanon sabri ain't darker shall ish shall was dam chaticha bechaticha tana kavel over dolo. Okay, and came the ma'aser with Gemara ayiboy the shoferes mashma bechaticha tana dumi the shoferes coming. That's different. They've worked that first in that tosis that I mentioned before, right? Which we had back in source with the tosis. And the Chof Beis on base 10, back in source 10. Okay. Barash Boy quotes Rosh Zal Kavi Roch and Klippel the Kinsaras Kavi Offer Kavi Achush Adum Tit Tatel Lamai and Roch Tvim Lab Torah Da Fila Bihuda. Look at the last line. Da Fila Bihuda the Sobar the EF Shalap Psich Zakev Odom Beham Bode. Okay, the lone and welcome to our mission, the aim, because I care about the dwarf, Tanin Ko'elu. Okay, so there doesn't want to say, and we'll see that in a second, but Beis Yosef really is really like the Nobi Huda. Okay, because he's saying, depending on its width, now what is a shofar? He's talking about a shofar, right? The shofaris is inserted from the outside, right? So he doesn't say, well, something from inserted from the outside doesn't cause psikta kever, like that Rav Frankel Talmud quotes in the Aris of the Yehuda. Yeah. The Beis Yosef doesn't bring that up as a chiluk. He brings up the question of shofaris, and then we'll see. It's a matter of size or how far it's inserted. That plays a role. But it's not automatic. It sounds like Beis Yosef. That's a pasna shomar, right? Back there in Sim Kuf Peches, in Sim Gimel 28, Hechnisa shofaris, Otsiyabidam, Tahora. Bechenu Ostamachaticha. Okay, it's Tahora in all these cases, because that's not the Derek. And again, what happened to Yefshar, Lepsichas, and Kever below Dam? What happened to that rule? That's what Beis Yosef said, because it's only talking about a chaticha tana, which is not enough. But the implication of that is that a shoferis, which is big enough, will qualify as psikhsa kever, even though it's coming externally. You follow? So it looks like the Beis Yosef, that's what the Abnei Nezer points out, 29, the Tshuva, Chelek Ardeis, Reish Chav Dalet, written there in Sochachav, Shalom Yeshurav, Lechor Ahuva, Gisi, Arogil, Harf, etc., etc., Aleph Shelos and Shechacham Higiani Bedin Isha Shaharofe Pasach Piamorka Bekli. Same question. Shechacham of Yehuda, right? The Choshe Psichas Hakever, and he quotes the Chacham Asarim Bin Asarim Simin Yud Gimel Cholek Olav the Psichas Hamorka Mechutz La Hanem Psichas Hakever. That's like that other Hagar, right? Baruch Frankel Talmud is that Psichas Hakever Mechutz doesn't count. Ukvar Marta Lo Balpeh Shemidiri Abes Yosef. Like we said, right? He points that the Abnezer is pointing out that Beis Yosef liked in the Yehuda. However, what this Rav asked him, Ach nistape kodo, im yitzarev da'as harambam, the pasuk efshel psichah v'lodam, da'as ha'achorah v'kilo psichah v'chutz. He wants to create a sfeik sfeikim. He wants to say, well, since the case of a doctor, right? The doctor inserts some sort of a tube or some sort of instrument, the examining instrument, into the wound, that part of the body. So he wants to create kind of a sfeik sfeika and say that she's not an either. Why? Because first of all, sfeik, maybe we pass like the Rambam altogether. The Rambam says, Efshalap, you know, there was no dam. So the Rambam, if you remember, Paskin's Efshalap says there was no dam. Right? That was the Rambam we had back in 10. Right, the Rambam Paskin, the Rabbi disagreed, but the Rambam back in source 10, Parakeh Aloch Yud Gimel, it would be it. Right, only Meishim Odam Tmei, we'll have to Torah, because he Paskin's Efshur, but Psichas Akev Odam. So maybe we Paskin like the Rambam. And I feel to himself, we don't Paskin like Rambam, it's Efshur, but maybe we should Paskin like those who say that, not like the Levi Hudas, we want to create that Sfik Sfik, and that's what this Rav asked the Adonazer here. So the Adonazer responds, and Yud Bey, Os Yud Bey, Ata Nosu Lizor Chakir Zchor Litzarev Das Harambam, the Efshel of Psich Sevel Odam, with the other Shita that something on the outside doesn't count. But the Din Ze'eno, the Tzirfa Shita is which was Sveik Sveika, the Chayin Benidu Dan, Shema Psich HaLevad, below Yetzia, Dog Mifim, the Efshel of Odam. It's really, it's all one suffix, right? Is it possible to open it without Dam coming out? It's the same suffix, right? It's the same suffix. The Kulachad suffix, right? Is it possible to open it without Dam? The Rambam says it is, and these other guys were saying, it's not a separate thing. You know what his answer is? It's not a separate thing. Well, we should not count, we should be mako, or somebody's putting from the outside because it's a straight thing. And that's all the same subject. Did the dam, can the dam come out when it's opened up? You know?
Doesn't the Rambam only say asher in the case when it's this small?
The Rambam doesn't specify, does he? Okay. You know, if you look back in the Ava Palace Chatiha, doesn't say what size. 10. I'm sorry, not 10, 19. I keep saying 10, 19.
This
says it doesn't say. You want to argue about the Chacham said it, the Shulchan Aruch said it, but the Rambam doesn't say it. Okay? Now, but, the Rav Moshe Feinstein does modify the Rambam somewhat, the Chiddush. It does modify the Rambam's position somewhat. Okay, and that's in the Tshuva Zigris Moshe, you were there.
Abinazer just said that it's the same thing.
First of all, was the one who at least alerted me to the idea that the Beis Yosef, in a certain sense, is a mucker. It's two things, right? That it's like the Nabi Huda. Right? But then he's rejecting this Sfeik Sfeik, he's saying the same question, it's one Sfeik, you know, can Dam come out? He doesn't accept that it's a separate Sfeik. And he goes through some of the klum. I put the three dots. I didn't quote the whole passage. You can look it up. Some of the rules of Sfek Sfeika. You know what I'm saying? He feels the same suffering. The Hainu, you know, can suddenly come out without Dham. He says all the same suffering. Okay. Ramosha, in the Yigas Moshe, Yoredei Chelek Aleph, Simon Pei Gimel, has the same kasha, 30. Beidin Yeshla Makabos HaKomo Mitzavar Ha'eim O Machnis Instrument U'bodekes U'motzes Dham. Okay. What's the story we know with the instrument? Avo Mitzara Achnosis in the second paragraph. An instrument in Machnis Mokar Yesh Chab Psichus HaKever. He quotes in the Yehuda, La Halacha, or in the Yehuda, Tionis, and Kuf Chof, Besofo, Sh'av, Gram, HaPsicho, Bechutz, Nami, Eino, Belo Dam. Even if it's an external motivation, that's required Dam as well. And he writes, Ba'bina Sada, Mechsam Sofer, Lo Pligi, Olam, Ela Bachnosis, Etzba. They're only lenient about, even though he says, even some of those who disagree with the Yehuda, disagree only regarding Achnosis, Etzba. They're only arguing if you insert, like only does a bdika, you insert the finger, and that can't get to the mokor anyway. Right? It's not long enough. The finger's not long enough to get to the mokor. So there, okay, so there they'll argue with the Nadim Yehuda and say that it's efshar below dam, but not an instrument which goes in much deeper, much longer. Okay, so the question of how, it's not only the width of the instrument, but how far it's inserted. Okay, so he says those who disagree with the Lemuda. Now, I don't think that that's the case for Baruch Frankel, because in 22 we had the Horus. He didn't seem to make it depend on that. But Ramosha says, he referring to the Chachmazanim and others, some so far, he says disagree with the Lemuda only about inserting a finger. Sheyef Shalagiyar Amokor. Okay. And even you know the male organ is not long enough to get in there and so on. Aval bekli lo pligi the efshalach nisu gam besoch hamokor psicha mechutzu gam ken kedim psichas hakever. There he says they'll agree. A long instrument that can actually go inside. Of course it can psichas hakever. Okay, and chayim for shatad. I'm rachnun sheish mishvot alomar the lonechshav psichas mechutz psichas hakever doch ador shechalil alomar ken ubor. Absolutely. And then he adds, so the Feinstein is saying the Lehuda is definitely right. Okay, it doesn't matter if it's an external. Those who argue the Lehuda are not arguing in principle that, you know, and they're not saying that an external opening doesn't count. When you put your finger in, so that's a different reason it doesn't count. Okay, name it doesn't go all the way in, but an instrument would. And now it's Chiddush, Velachain Amina Sha'af La Rambam. Shapose Kirabonon Shaefshala Psinashemalodam, Parakame of the Yitzur Bialakimil, Hurakishabod Kuvalo Motsudam, Velo Amina de Neva Mishum de Efshal Mitsias, Lachaino Nochel Shaneva, Chore Eno Motsu, Hava below Bodka Gam Huyo, Doshachoshiladam. Okay, he's saying that even the Rambam, he's only saying that if you take it, examine, and it was no dam. Then the Rambam says, oh, theoretically it's possible. Efshal of psichas hakever below dam. Okay? But if you didn't check it out, you didn't examine, then even the Rambam would admit we are choshesh. She'ain svar, she'ain plukta rechoka ben atanayim. She'ehuda yispor, she'i efshal below dam, rabbana yispor, she'leka shum chashash. It's hard to say that if Yehuda paskins, efshal of psichas hakever below dam, and a chachamim, mamish at the other end of the, you know, the other extreme, is saying no. Not only it's efsher, we don't have to be choshish, right? Not only efsher that it could happen, we don't have to be choshish that it did happen. Elavada shegam rabbanon tzom sheish lochush shedam ledam sheharbe parim yesh dam since the kever. Okay, even the Rambam. And it was passing like the Rabbanan and the Mishnah, will agree that, yeah, it's Efsher. Well, they'll insist, Efsher, you could have a case of Psichas Kevel Odam. But most of the time, it's not the case. Most of the time, so therefore, the Taka was Dam. So, Lachain, came and Shabbat Kevel Odam, Sadam, Lorin and Sheneva, Lorin and Shudav Rochabot, Ava below Bodka, Hashinan. That's a Chiddush he has the Rambam. The Rambam was not saying automatically, anything that's, you know, it's only if you didn't find blood, you didn't do a bedikah and so on. Okay. Next issue. All right. What exactly, what is called psichas hakever? And this is germane to a couple of different areas of halacha, okay, including Hilchos Shabbos. Including Hilchos Shabbos. Because at a certain point, a woman who's about to give birth is considered a chola sheyesh bo sakana. Okay, and you're allowed to mechal Shabbos for this person. Not allowed to mechuyu to mechal Shabbos. So I want to make it clear, I'm not suggesting that the principles of psichas hakever are the same for Hilchos Shabbos as they are for a wedding or a nidah. But, you know, you could argue that maybe there is, there are parallels. Okay, so we need to know at what point do we say there has been psichas hakever, not only for Hilchos nidah, as well as Hilchos Shabbos. So let's look first in terms of Hilchos nidah. So there's a mishnah in Olos, Parag Zayin Mishnah Dalet. Okay? Ha'isha, you see it 31, Parag Zayin Mishnah Dalet Olos. Ha'isha, she mekasha leilim. Okay? She having some difficulties with labor. Okay, ended up the child was stillborn. Ho'tzi'uha, mi'bayis le'bayis. And they brought her in from one house to the other. Ha'risha, tome b'sofek, v'asheni devadai. In the second house, she moved from one place to another, and the second place, she gave birth to a stillborn child, David. Okay? So the rule is, that means she was carrying inside her, you know, a dead child, a government that's Tomei, right? It's Thomas Ola. Now, when it's inside her, and that's cool, we have this earlier called Tuma Blua, I forget about that now, right? Tuma Blua is where the tumor is inside, you know, it's not, in other words, completely surrounded. You know, and tumor blue is not a tumor ball, right? The tumor blue is something internal, even though it's tummy inside her, but it's not a tumor ball. Next week, Parsha Par, right? We're about the tumor solo, right? So it's tumor blue is not, did we discuss tumor blue once? Maybe not. Blue means nivla, right? The blue swallowed, so to speak. Internal, it's called tumor blue. The tumor is inside, so it's inside. But if the psich, there was already psich hakever, I'll tell you, this issue of tumor blue is not relevant when it comes to going to the mikveh. You know, what if you have to open your mouth, you know, your teeth, if you close your, the water didn't get in, and so on, so there's tumor inside, and that's what would come relevant. It's going to come relevant. Tara blue, tumor blue. Okay, anyway. So for right now, I'm sorry, I'm going to explain it better, so I'll just say very simply, okay? So Tuma Bifnim is called Tuma Blua, which is not Metana Ba'ol. However, once there's Psis HaKever, it's not called Tuma Blua anymore, because now it's exposed, so to speak. It's not sealed, it's not inside, it's outside. So that's what we need to know, when is Psis HaKever? Here, you know, that's the issue there in all of us. Okay, so that's the background. Okay, so once there's psichas hakever, so that's not called tumulun anymore, it will be matana b'ol. So the mission there in all of us, parent sign, mission dalet says, Oish mekasha b'ol, tzim b'ayz b'ayz, harishon tome b'sofek, v'ashen b'vadai. Okay? The first house is tome, tumas soel, b'sofek, because maybe already there was tuma there. Okay? Whether she was the first, the second house is a lot of tome. That's what she had, the baby came out. But the first house, maybe she's also tome, because maybe, so on the Amos, I mean, so maybe it was ready to see that came in the first house, and we're not sure. So therefore, it's Tamim Misafik, Tamim Tumas Olam Misafik. So Amar Behuda, Amos, I is Manchini Teles Megapai. When a woman is being carried, so to speak, by her arm, that her friends are carrying, she can't walk by herself. You know, once it's very difficult for a woman, once she's been in labor and so on, after a point, she can't really walk by herself, so not easy. Usually, when you come to the emergency room, first thing they do is put her in a wheelchair. You know, you can come to the hospital, they ride away in a wheelchair. It's difficult for a walk. Okay, that's what's going on down there. I mean, my daughter-in-law, my son, Apple's wife, gave birth in a car. She pulled in the parking lot, and he ran to get the wheelchair, and then he came out. It was out. You know, so that's sometimes that happens too. Okay, but usually it doesn't happen like that. So this man, she can tell us, we got pie in, when she's she's walking. But the first house is Torah, because at that point it was Tumah B'lua, it was inside. You follow? The first house. Because once the kever is open, she can't really walk. So here they're defining, okay, psichas hakever as an ability to walk. And Eilu the form says kever achi agilu rosh kipika. Okay, there's an opening, the head. It's another simon here. The head is the size of a peacock. Kipika. What exactly is that? Okay, it's a certain amount of the dilated that's open, like a peacock. I don't know what a peacock is. So it's interesting, the gra, in the Birah gra, there are days in Kuf Peches, okay, it's the Chav Gimel. Chav Gimel quotes the Rosh, like that Tosus, L'psichas akera lo chashim l'dvarm ketanim ka'il. We have the other two times, right? The Chaticha, the Beis Yosef Sefer Chaticha is very small, so we're not choshish l'dvarm ketanim ka'il. V'chei kosu v'tar z'bayas, etc., etc. It's also about the shofaris. But then look at the last line of the likud that appears after Sikot Nechav Gimel. The likud. Imi chaticha. She'eino mefura shira chaticha l'psichas akera. He said, I'm not really sure what exactly is the size. Good, we said something really small, as opposed to something big. Chatiha tama versus chatiha dola. Okay, but you know, where to draw the line? That's what he's wondering about. You hear? Right? He's wondering about where to draw the line. Okay, certain things coming out of that part of the body are too small, that wouldn't qualify as psichas akever. So that's possible without dam. We only paskin ain psichas hakever lo dam, eifshel psichas hakever lo dam, when it's called psichas hakever. There is a point where it's not called, it's so small. On the other hand, the Gaon acknowledges here, ain of the four is shira chaticha lo psichas hakever. Okay? So what does he do? He points to Perek Zayin Da'olos, this Mishnah. The Gaon point, Perek Zayin Da'olos, I mean, ain of the four. So the answer is the pika. That's how big it has to be. Well, what is that? Of course, it doesn't help us. So Moshe, another tshuva, 33, Chelet Gimel, Simon Kuf, writes, V'shir pika lo yidula. Okay, thanks. Right, we don't know exactly how big that is. So he said, Digdakti, Moshe Kosan and Yehuda, Sheikhnitz Harofe Etzba. Okay, he talks about the Yehuda, about the doctor putting a finger. He said, it can't be, because the finger doesn't go in that deep. But, and that's what the others disagree. But Yesh Al Kolpon, even though that's a toast, but he writes in the second line, that Moshe does, Yesh Al Kolpon Lomeyach Nizeh, the Bashir Etzba, Sobra, and Rabbi Yehuda, the Nechshav of Psichas HaKever. The Rabbi Yehuda says, again, that same Rabbi Yehuda, right, that sticking in a finger, that's already, or something at least the size of a finger, that's already called Psichas HaKever. While Pachos Mizeh Lo Matzino, he says the finger is the dividing point. Okay? But Lachain, Yesh Lahako, the instrument, She'ovyo Pachos Me'etzba. If you have an instrument that's thinner than an Etzba, okay, which etzba some of the Google, that's usually what the word used to put it in the Lubdika, get a finger, the index finger we call it. The who gimel rive inch berach. 3/4 inch. Width of 3/4 inch. Okay. I saw the Bada Shoman, it says 15 millimeters. You saw it? I think it was 15 millimeters. I don't know, is that similar to 3/4 inch? It's right around the same. Okay, but that's the size in terms of that's in terms of the size of Psichas HaKever. I just concluded with some information again for Psichas HaKever with regards to Chil Shabbos, in terms of being able to Chil Shabbos with a woman who's going to labor. And again, we see different shitas, okay, and it's lav dafka the same thing for Chosnida as it is for Chil Shabbos. But again, we do assume that once the woman is in labor, she does have the status of Nida. Okay, she does have the status of Nida, and this impacts such a thing as what's called natural childbirth. I don't know, today everything's different. These things change all the time. The husband's in the room nowadays, not in the room. You're in the room, right? So, I don't know, when I was, my wife was having babies, so used to tell you so-called, it was called natural childbirth. Okay, so you gotta go to these classes for about, altogether 6 hours, like 6 1-hour sessions, you know, with some woman who taught you how to help the woman how to breathe and control. So they don't do that anymore, do they?
I mean, usually you don't have to, but...
Yeah, it was very popular. I don't know, my time was like, all the women want to do it, they want to be, you know, They want to be awake with the meditation. They don't want to do it. Okay, so it's breathing techniques, you know, how to focus, you know. I mean, to me, they could have taught things in a half hour.
Yeah, they ended up breathing.
Good. That's what I'm saying. I didn't like it so much then either. I remember I would go, to be honest, and I went to sit down, I fell asleep, I slept most of the time. And the players think I was going to take it. Was, you know, pictures, this and that. To me, you know, okay, it's an interesting technique. It takes like a half hour. And I had to go for 6 1-hour sessions. You know, just, oh my gosh. Anyway, Baruch Hashem, all the babies were fine. You know, and the truth is, my first baby, my wife gave birth, she was working those days, she was working those days at Beth Israel Medical Center, downtown here. Beth Israel has a kosher, they had a Rovio cafe. So when we got there early in the morning, so I'm at home, and ran into the hospital. This was a whatever one it was. So the doctor came in and said, my wife, it's going to be a number of hours. My wife said to me, you better go eat something. You know, because who knows, we have, you know, eat the ran out of the house after that, better go eat breakfast. So I went into this cafe and I had some scrambled eggs and, you know, Danish, whatever. And I came upstairs and she was in. It happened a lot faster than the doctor expected. She screamed, where have you been this whole time? You know, they told me to go eat one. You know, so it was like, and it was all the techniques. But Baruch Hashem was able to help her, and all the babies were good. But in any event, but the point is, you know, there were issues on the halacha about, you know, the husband touching her and so on, and because she's a nida at that point. There is the status of nida, Kevin. Okay, so the status of nida. And one of the earliest, maybe even the first or the second, maybe not one of the very early RJJ journals, you know, Journal of Luck and Society, one of the articles is about natural childbirth. It was called natural childbirth in those days. That time was contemporary, not more than 30 years ago. But in any event, the point is, the woman is in need of. Now, if it's life and death, and what do you do anything? But the question is, you know, what can be done? Anyway, so let's look at the Gemara in Shabbos, Kufchav Chesem Beis. The bottom page, go over to Kukhov Tesla, 34. Over to Udo Rishwul. Chaya, the woman giving birth, right? Kolzman Shekera Pasua. Ben Omer Tzrichani, Ben La Omer Tzrichani, Mechal Nasha Shabbos. Once if she says a Kever, whether she says, no, I'm okay or not, doesn't matter. Mechal Shabbos. It's an emergency, we Mechal Shabbos, do whatever you have to do. Okay? This time a Kever, but it's still not open. So then, you know, again, what does Rashi say on the bottom of 35? Number 35, Kukhov Tesla, the bottom, Tzrichani Lechilu. She's a from, well, no, I don't need Chol Shabbos, I'm fine, it doesn't matter. Once it's just a Kevin, or Mechal Shabbos finished. But if the Nisim a Kevin, may Omer Tzrichani, may Lomer Tzrichani, ain't Mechal Shabbos. But if the Kevin says a Kevin, doesn't matter what she says, okay? You know, she, may Omer ain't Tzrichani, it doesn't make a difference. Your friends say, do this. That's the first case of Mechal. But someone else says, you know, doctor says, Mechal Shabbos. But if the Nistam HaKever, no. Rav Ashi, Masni HaKever, that's Rav Ashi. Rav Zutra learned a different way. Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, and I'm going to introduce Rav Ashi. So according to Rav Ashi, Machlokas is, not Machlokas, the division is, if it's Psichas HaKever, then it doesn't matter what she says, Mechal Shabbos. If you didn't have Psichas HaKever, it doesn't matter what she says, you're not Mechal Shabbos. That's Rav Ashi. Rav Zutra learned differently. But if it's closed, but she says I need help, then mechalal as a Shabbos. Lomar's going to end mechalal Shabbos. It's not automatic just because there was no psikha kever that we ignore. We don't ignore. If she says I need it, it's emergency. You know, no one can tell like the chol themselves, right? So then we listen to her, okay? And only we know Meimar Mar Zutra. Right, so Hilchos on command. Right, the same thing. You know, we have it's a parallel. If you remember from Yuma, right, the cholas. The doctor says if the cholas, right, the doctor says an ED, the cholas says don't ED, make him eat anyway. Right, and the doctor says he doesn't eat, but the patient still says I need to eat. Then he listens to the patient. Say something for Shalom. But now what's Nogein us? Ma'amos Aksim's a kever. Omer Baye Nishor Sheteishiv Al Mashber. Mashmas are called a birthing stool, which is not a table, you know, ready to give birth. Rav Huna read the Shobar, Yishar Shadam Shoshes V'yori. No, it begins to Sidan. V'amilom, Yishar Shachavusah, Noses Osavakapel. That's like that mission always, that some say, no, it's when she can't walk, right? She's having difficulties walking. Yishar Shachavusah, Gnosis also a Bagabel. Okay, Rashi says there, the Peb is Zoro Seh, she ain't a Chola, she can't walk by herself. That was like the Mishnah Olos back in 31. Okay? Henry Paskin, so the Riff says, what is Pesach HaKever? Okay, the Riff is on the Shabbos, not how it's based in the Pesach HaKever. The Daikir of Mos Rabbim, the law Omer Buna Hachi Yadav shows the Roi Shmami, not Kodim Shetei Shalom Ashbar Kodim. Uchabaya Adina, the law Mechala Shabbato Hachi Yadav shows the Roi Shetei Shalom Ashbar. That's how the Riff learns. It's not enough that you know, it has to be that there's blood coming out, and she's Yoshem Yisalam Ashbar. The Ran in 37 disagrees with the Riff on this. He doesn't know why he passes like Abaye. Okay? And it should be suffering the Fashas Lahakel. And we should say, as soon as his blood coming out, the blood streaming out. Hayalolar of As, Afasi Yisal, Lifso Kerbhuna, Regu Yeshua, the Amar Mishal Shadam Shosu, the Yorid, the suffering the Fashas Lahakel. The Chain Pasuk Aramam Zal. We'll see around a second. The Rush, also there in Shabbos, Parag Yud Ches Tzim Hay, 38. Right? He says, Kabaya Abdinan, the Lom Chashav Ajayadam Shosu Yorid. Now, that's the Riff, but he writes Timhani, but I don't understand. Lama Posku, I think it should say not Psak, but Sofek the Poshul Tumor. He also wonders why the Riff was Machmir. And the Rambam is not Machmir. The Rambam says in Perek Beis of the Shabbat of the Gimel, Chaya Mishayaska Adam Leo Shoses Ad Shetele. Okay, and Vachar Shetele Ad Shoshiyom Mechal on the Shabbat. So 3 days of the Shabbat, also called Shochel, whether she said I need it, she said I don't need it. Then the difference after 3 days till 7 days, in Psalm Tetram spells it out in paraphrase. The Ramban, the Torah's Adam, not the Ramban, the Torah's Adam, okay, which is by the Ramban, in Shara Mechush in Yanasakana, that's where the Ramban is all dealing with the Chola and Abelos and so on. So the Ramban writes, the Torah's Adam, Shara Mechush in Yanasakana, okay, Ubar Midain, Amai Pasek Abai, is also bothered by why. Like the Rosh, like the Ram, why the Rib Pasuk Abaye, or Kamon Sufik the Fosh of Lahakel, and he says every person is different. Look at the third line I just mentioned. Ispinoshi do Yosra Mashbar Klal, Shavad Mamar Latzeis, like I mentioned, like Durimo, right? Sometimes, you know, the block comes out, they never got to the point, you're going to say she never became an either because no, she never sat on the birthing stool. A lot of times they don't make it to the birthing stool. Not a lot of times, sometimes. Okay, so therefore the Rashba, the Ramban writes, Ella, third line, and Bishor Shiyosha Mashbar, oh, Shoshosa Adam, Shoshosa Adam Yorin, oh, Shechabusel, no so so sabagapel, Shinachol Leila, Haray, the Cheskis, Mesukenes, Osama, etc. Okay, he says it's either or, and that's the Shemar Patsin, the Choshabis, Shin Lamed, said Gimel, Nikres Yoledes, Lachala Shabbos, says again, the reason we pass that way is because we follow the later shittas and so on after they go by and over. Anyway, so that's in terms of Chil Shabbos. It does not mean that it's the same shear of the, but certainly by that point, it's called Psichas HaKever. And whether it's done or not, we pass the Pesach to get it all done. Okay? What we'll do, Bez Hashem, tomorrow is we'll talk about Dam Koshi, which we alluded to a little bit today, and Dam Tor. Okay? The rest of the Pesach there, and then we'll walk from there. Okay?